This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Line. I am so excited to have Sammy on the line today.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool to have you on the show.
I'm so excited.
We've known each other forever, yeah. I feel like. I mean, very long time.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to talk about being an OG YouTuber. I wanted to kind of start that the show off with that because, like, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but before I even started making YouTube videos, I watched you.
Oh my God.
Because yeah. Back in the day,
yeah.
You were, and not to say that you still aren't, but like you were seriously like, wow.
Really?
Like,
I don't feel like that. Isn't it weird?
Oh my God. Back like when, I don't know what year that would have been, but I must have been like 20 years old or something. And seeing you like style denim shorts that you got at Camden Market was literally, I was like, couldn't believe that somebody like you existed.
And I remember I used to put like the studs in and everything. And
And that's like how I really started like getting super into YouTube. You were probably like the first person I became like obsessed with.
Yeah. That's so crazy. And like I'm really grateful.
I remember thinking like God, she's got the coolest life and like the coolest style and like what's it like to be her.
Oh no, I'm the same. I'm like that with you now.
Stop it. So that was kind of like when I first started getting into your channel. And you were, have you always done fashion themed stuff? Was that always your thing and did you set out to do that?
I think I started more beauty. And because I was, when I was at uni, I was doing, actually it was fashion styling, but with like beauty and hair design thrown in and things. But I started because I discovered lots of like US YouTubers and they were all talking about beauty products. And I was like, oh, I want to get in on this. And so it started like that. And then people started requesting for me to talk more about what I was wearing and like show outfits and things like that.
Yeah.
Which I'd love. Then it just went on.
It's cool that you say like you started watching other YouTubers and you were like, I want to get in on this. And that, 'cause that's exactly what happened to me and so many of us who started around that time.
Yeah.
I feel like so many of us were like, this looks fun.
Yeah.
And exactly. That's why we all kind of started.
Yeah.
Were you always fashionable?
am I? Honestly, I'm always really like judgmental of myself. I'm always like, is this gonna work? Is this gonna look too try hard? But I've always loved putting outfits together. I've always loved scanning people's looks and kind of like pulling things from like random people that I see out and about.
Yeah.
Like, I hope it's like not in a creepy way sometimes.
So when you first started making these videos, were you like, what did you think? Were you embarrassed by it? Did you think it was something cool? Did you think that it was going to be your job one day?
Not at all. Yeah. I thought it was, I loved being creative because I was really frustrated with my, like parts of the course I was doing were good, but I was like creatively frustrated. So I found it was really nice to have an outlet for it. And it was just really nice to get the feedback of like people enjoying what I was doing. And that, you know, spurs you on so much.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
And in the beginning, was it like all positive all the time?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, obviously, there's like the odd few like negative things. And I feel like they hit you harder at the beginning as well because you're not used to it. But I think the good ones just drowned it out.
For sure.
Yeah.
I remember in my, I don't know if I'm just like looking at it through rose-tinted glasses or what, but the beginning days seemed so positive.
Yes.
Everything was so positive all the time. Do you think the internet is a more negative place now, or does it feel the same, or is it still positive, or like, what do you think?
It feels a lot more negative. And I feel like I'm being negative for saying that, because there's obviously positives there still. There's like the loveliest people that still watch my videos and always comment, and I'm so grateful for them and everything. But I think it's just the whole, I don't know, you know how there's a lot of light shed now on like more drama sorts of videos and things like that. And unfortunately, it feels a bit more negative in that way.
I agree. I don't really remember any of those drama videos existing back then.
No, not at all.
Like, at all.
No, isn't it? Like, they've, like, exploded over the last few years.
How else do you think YouTube has changed? And, like, I am trying to think of the answer myself, because I'm just kind of trying to think about it. But is it just that it's become, like, so many of our jobs? Is that why it's changed so much? Like, there's so much competition. Do you feel like there's more competition between bloggers and stuff now, or not really? Like, what do you think?
Oh, I feel like it's a lot more saturated.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's definitely more competition. And I feel like maybe some people, like I don't consciously think about that, you know, like I don't really watch people's videos and I'm like, oh, I'm in competition with that.
Right.
But I think it's just the amount of videos that are out there now. And
Fine.
It makes you, like, I'm always like, oh, what can I do differently? You know, like what's going to still get people's attention? But like, it has to still feel like me and, like, be, you know, what I want to be making as well.
I feel like you're never really the kind of person who's, like, a competitive person. Like, from the beginning, I don't even remember you getting involved in any, like, stupid drama.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I'm not very like that. And when I'm around people like that, I'm kind of a bit like, why? I'm just like, chill. But also it's kind of probably good in a business way as well to be a bit like that, maybe.
I honestly don't know, like, if there's a balance to be had, like, should you get involved? And this can go for anybody, like, in any sort of job. Like, should you have a little toe in that gossip pie?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing I just said, but you know what I'm saying.
Like,
like, I don't know if that's good. I personally don't think it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get involved in that shit.
Yeah, it's just like the, you know how you should kind of try to stay towards, like, it sounds funny, but like positivity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice anyway to think that way, isn't it?
It is nice.
But yeah, so I feel like anything that feels more negative or like dirty to be a part of, I'm a bit like, eh.
Yeah, and also like, who has time?
Exactly.
Especially you've got a kid.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God. Well, we can talk about Indie later. So do you think that from the very beginning you've kind of stayed in your own lane? Do you feel like you've been inspired by other people, or do you think that you just kind of like have always done your own thing, or like?
Oh, that's a hard one, because I feel like I'm always trying to stay in my own lane.
Yeah.
But it's also hard because obviously you see everyone else's work all the time.
Every day.
Yeah. And you see all new people coming up, which is like, it's great. And I love the way that you can pull ideas from people. And I never, if I'm ever like inspired by something, I never want it to be exactly the same thing, obviously.
Right. I just,
exactly
what
lost
you're,
my train of thought.
No, exactly what you're saying is like, you see people's stuff all the time. And sometimes I'm like sitting at home and I'm on Instagram and I'm on my couch and I'm looking at people's videos and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Do you get this block? Especially after this amount of time? Or
definitely.
Like, is this just me?
No, I definitely do. And I get really stuck between like, do I keep doing the same sort of video and just like updating, you know, for things I'm using currently, and how much do I do that and how much do I try like all new content?
Yeah.
And because there's so many people that have watched me for ages that really like that content, like, I don't know, you know, like my daily face or something like that.
Right.
Which I love doing as well, because it's really nice and calm to just sit and chat to camera.
Right.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is really
hard.
To
get the balance.
And sometimes, like, I think that I'm like, maybe I should just change everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
But actually, then I have to remember, you know, the audience is kind of coming to you for a bit of escapism. They just want to watch something chill, watch you talk about makeup. Mm. Like, I don't know. So I have this internal struggle all the time where I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I should just keep, like, is it boring? Do you like it? Change is weird on the internet.
Yeah.
I've discovered.
It is, isn't it? I know. Honestly, same. Because I think, like, maybe, like, I haven't really thought about it before, but I think when I was a bit younger and, like, for the first years, I kind of wasn't that worried about taking risks as much. Whereas
right.
now, like, I like to think I take them. But I think a lot of the time I'm like, should I do it? Like, I don't know if it's going to do well. And then
right.
it's a bit scary.
Do you ever get bored of doing the same kind of videos over and over again?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I go through a phase where I'm like, if I have to film one more fucking favorites video.
Yes. I've stopped doing them recently because I feel
too.
Like people are bored of them as well.
I don't
yeah.
know if they are, but I'm literally, yeah.
well,
I want to film
yours,
one.
Though.
Thank you. Because yeah. I haven't done one in months. And yeah. for that reason, because I was like, well, how many products can I like in a month?
Exactly.
I don't know. And you just get a little kind of like sick of it. But now I'm like in this phase where I'm like, all I want to do is film a favorites and talk about the things I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's like, yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm kind of falling in and out of love with certain videos all the time.
Yeah. But that's probably natural, isn't it? Like, it's such a weird new world that we've like jumped into, and like no one knows where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Or like, is it supposed to go in any certain direction?
Right.
It's
and with the algorithms,
like, exactly. Yeah, I'm so confused.
Oh, I'm so confused because math confuses me.
Yes, same.
And stats and charts yep. and demographics. Like, I don't care about that.
Uh-huh.
I really don't.
Exactly.
That's not why
I just
started.
Sit there and just chat to the camera. I was gonna say people. Yes, it is people.
It's people.
Yeah.
It's people. So, something I've been thinking about a lot, especially since like dating regular people who aren't on the internet.
Yeah,
is like. How has the internet affected your life? Because you started filming videos and putting them on the internet pretty young, and you've done it since then. So do you think that's not a weird thing to do, but do you think that's changed the way you kind of look at your life and the world? And how has it affected you positively or negatively?
Oh, that's a hard one because it's sometimes I think, like, I wonder what it, like, how I'd be as a person if I just wasn't on the internet.
Me too.
And, like, I wonder if I would be more confident in certain ways.
Or
like,
less
kind of mainly,
confident?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, like, just about myself and things. But, like, you just wouldn't know, would you? And, it's weird. I've, like, had my whole 20s, like, online. I feel like it's made me a better speaker
mm-hmm.
because I've always been a bit more on, like, the quieter side, I guess. And I'd never done much. Like, I think, like, part of my uni course actually was to do, you know, like, kind of do a little speech or something like that. And I just didn't go in. Like, that's so bad. Like, I lost so many marks. I was like, no, it's just not
I can
doing
see
that.
You just standing there at the door being like, mm-mm.
Yeah, I was like, no. I think I literally just sat on YouTube, like, instead. But I think it's been good because I've been able to like express myself in ways but I do think like the negative comments and things like that have affected me
yeah
and in like a way that's kind of festered deep down and
yeah
it's like because sometimes you know one comment might really get to you and then you'll be really emotional about it and those times kind of come and go but sometimes I worry in case it's affected me in ways that aren't as apparent.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I relate to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because surely you can't go through your entire life getting hundreds of yep. mean things said about you every day.
Yeah, and for that not to
do anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's like I kind of, like maybe it would have helped to be seeing a therapist for 10 years.
All of us are fucked up right now.
Yeah, like it is scary. Yeah, I'm actually looking to see a new therapist at
yeah.
the moment because I think sometimes things come up and I'm like, you know, how much of it is to do with that? Or
right.
might not be, but.
Well, my mum and I yeah. talk about it a lot because she's obviously been there through my whole journey as well. And the way she puts it, it's almost like, when a room of people is talking about you, but that you can't hear, you know, people
yep.
talk about people all the time. That's fine. But you're actually, when you're a YouTuber, you're kind of in the room for it.
Yes.
And it's like
exactly.
they're talking about you, but not directly to you, but you can hear
yeah.
them. And it's kind of like that. And it's
yeah.
just like not many people have to go through that unless
nope.
you're doing this internet stuff. So it's like, it is interesting. And it does lift insecurities and make new ones and this and that and the other thing. But anyway, mental health.
Yeah.
Since we're on the subject, you do talk about it a lot, and you've just mentioned seeing a therapist. I have only seen a couple of therapists in my life, and I've never connected to them, and I don't know.
It's difficult, isn't it? It is, like, and also I think I've seen maybe, like, two, three, maybe. And I kind of, like, go over everything that's on my mind and things, but I was just saying to Jason, actually, this morning, I feel like I really need to see someone who understands just how it is I hate saying like being in the public eye, but do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you know, being
you're
someone
not, like,
who
famous,
yeah,
but
no.
you like have a lot of people yeah. watching you every day.
Yeah,
it's a very strange thing. So I agree, and that's probably why I haven't connected with a therapist either.
Yeah, like I feel like I need to go in and kind of straight away be like, look, I do YouTube, explain social media and how like, I've been doing it for that for so long, and yeah. Like, I know not all of my problems are just because of YouTube. But
no.
obviously, there's so much about YouTube that has been amazing. And I meet so many amazing people,
yeah.
you know, like people you bump into and things from it, etc. But yeah, like, you know, there are parts that are difficult mentally.
What does Jason think of the whole thing? Because he wasn't on YouTube when you guys met,
no.
was he?
No.
Yeah.
He was really amazed by the whole thing at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was kind of like shy for him to watch my videos and things like that because I didn't know what he would think.
I would die.
Yeah.
Die, yeah. Die, die.
but he's, what does he think about it?
Because he's into it now, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. He actually kind of like has gone through his own little journey of like what he enjoys doing. And because at first he started doing like, little cooking videos and things like that on it, and then kind of dropped that because he was just finding what he feels comfortable with. And now he's kind of, oh, I don't know if you'll mind me saying, but he's working on a document. No, I think he said it out online. He's working on a documentary, etc. But I don't think he loves the kind of face to camera
right.
Sort of way of doing it.
I see.
But it's good because he understands it a lot more because of me and everything I talk about to do with it. So he's really supportive when I have low points of like, you know, comments or views or,
right.
you know, like just algorithm things.
Do views get you down if you're not getting the amount of views you should be getting?
It's so weird because for so literally like 9 years, it didn't.
Yeah.
And this year, I'm thinking about it a lot more.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've never been like a all like focused on numbers sort of person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I just worry because it makes me feel like, am I doing something wrong?
Right.
Like, is there a certain reason that like people might be dropping off, or is it just the algorithm? Is it nothing to do with me?
Well, I've been talking to a lot of people about this because it's the same thing for all of us, really. It's like the views are, I mean, I remember back in the day we could put up a beauty tutorial and it would get 500,000 views in like a day.
Yeah.
Those days have come and gone, my friend. Unless you're like, I don't know. Well, they've come and gone for me at least.
Yeah.
So, and it's exactly, it's like, what am I doing? Like, am I just old news? Is it the algorithm?
Yeah.
And so many people think it is the algorithm. I mean, you just have to look at your stories to see that one day you can get this many views and the next you can get like, literally less than half
yeah,
of that.
It's so weird.
And
it
I think what the problem with that is and why we care so much is because like we spend a lot of time on this content.
Yeah.
And we put it out there. Nobody's bloody watching
yeah,
it.
I know, especially when you're doing a video that you're like, oh, this is different. I'm putting like so much of my heart into it.
Yeah.
Yay. And then you're like,
oh.
Won't do that again.
Do you still get nervous to upload videos? Because I still get like little butterflies.
Do you? On what sorts of videos?
Any,
really.
I'm like, publish.
Yeah. I feel like I don't if it's videos that I've put up, like, again, you know, like favorites.
Right,
or,
true.
Like, yeah. But I do actually a bit more with maybe like girl talk videos where I'm, or if I'm talking
I
about
love
something,
those.
Thank you, that I like, I feel like I'm not an expert on, which
right.
is still important to talk about things. But yeah, I now, so because you know how we're in this kind of cancel culture,
mm-hmm.
which is so tricky. And I think nowadays, maybe more so in vlogs actually, I get a bit worried in case I say something just in kind of conversation and one thing gets picked up and obviously you can't straight away go back on video and be like, oh no, I didn't mean that.
Right.
So
one thing
yeah.
that has been super interesting to me is just like the things that can trigger an internet audience compared to like your group of friends at dinner.
Yes. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
It is.
What do you
it?
Think of a cancel culture thing like that? It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it is. And at first I was like, oh, it's great that we can like all notice something
yes.
if someone does something wrong. And I think maybe to teach like a bigger audience what's right and wrong. But I feel like it's dangerous on the internet because it just gets taken too far sometimes.
So
obviously
far.
With some things, yeah. like
you're cancelled.
Yeah. But some, if it's like, I don't know, you're using the wrong bread or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. I remember even like what, I mean, there's so many little things that like I just, yeah. you know, you just can't do like it. Yeah. And it's just like the most simplest things. Like if I'm in the airport and I get a coffee and it's not in my keep cup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell no.
I know.
I wouldn't even post that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like I'm in the airport and I don't have my keep cup and I want a coffee.
Yeah.
So it's like stuff like that. It can be a little intense. And I feel like the years of YouTube and the thinking around it has made me think about things in the weirdest way. Exactly. Yeah. Like can't show that bread. Yeah. I'm not. I don't even know what bread we're talking about. But like, yeah. you know what I'm saying,
isn't it? It's just crazy because it's like, you know, most people like get it and they know that's just life. I don't know. Maybe it's just something about people who have really got their own issues and it's just a quick way for them to kind of feel like they're doing something right by teaching you a lesson or, you know, like what to do. I don't know.
Well, it's a lot to put your entire life and all your bullshit online, you know, and if you're not somebody who's doing that, it can be quite easy to pick that apart, I guess. So speaking of like vlogs and showing your life, is there do you have boundaries or like, obviously, I feel like you probably do, but like, do you show everything?
I think a big thing that changed actually was after I had Indie.
Yes.
So I feel like I used to vlog a lot more before having her. And then I kind of went through like it just kind of stopped me in my tracks a bit.
Yeah.
Especially just after I had her, I was like, I don't want to show her, like, her face isn't for everyone. And
that's what you thought?
At first. And I was really funny about it. And then obviously I loosened up a little bit and I'm like, this is my baby and stuff.
But, and she's so cute.
Thank you.
Oh my God, her face.
It's the best face to squeeze.
Oh, God.
So yeah, I went through a weird kind of transition after having a child because you kind of feel really protective over them. And then now I've kind of coming out of it a bit again. I'm enjoying vlogging. I'm just trying to think what my like proper boundaries are.
Because you do show like a decent amount of Indie.
She's weaved in there. I think I've always just not wanted all of my content to change. Onto just her.
Right.
I think because I obviously didn't just want all of my content to change anyway. It wasn't my aim, and also, I have this thing where I don't want her to reach 15, look back and be like, oh, I didn't have a choice in that.
Right.
And then, you know.
It's tough.
It's so tough.
When are you, like, are you ever going to stop? Like, what happens when she gets 7? I guess you have to play it by ear.
Yeah, you do. Honestly, I kind of just go with my gut, actually. Yeah. And there's some times where I'll just have a week or two where I'm like, I just don't want to show her. Like, I just don't feel like showing her. Yeah. I think it's just.
That makes sense.
It's weird, isn't it? It just. I go with my gut with it.
I mean, I even know that once Reggie was offered a sponsorship and it involved him like, it involved me putting like a sweater on him or some shit like that. And I was like, I just can't do it.
I can't exploit
him. I can't do it. And it was like a lot of money. Yeah. And I was like, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's exactly it. When you feel it in your gut, it's like, maybe not. I mean, I've told my friends and they were like, you said no to that. You could not let me put a sweater on him. I'm like, no.
But you think of his little face. And he'll be like, why?
Mom, why? I don't know where I'm going with that. But yes, it's just following your gut and that whole thing. Well, you seem like such a cool mom.
Oh, thank you.
Like,
I try.
You have a kid that seems so foreign to me.
It is weird to me as well. And sometimes when she's at nursery, I'm like, oh, I've got a kid. At nursery, do you know what I mean? It's really weird. Because I still feel like I'm 16.
Do you? I don't know. I don't even know what age I feel. I just feel like every day is a new journey.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, I really want to be like I'm 30 this year. And sometimes I'm like,
you're 30 this year?
Yeah.
God, it's weird, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for it. Because sometimes I'm like, I'm going to be a proper woman. And sometimes I'm like, no.
Is 30 like the proper woman age?
Exactly. Well, I mean, the proper woman age.
I mean, but it makes sense to me. 30, it's like, by 30, I should probably have, well, you're married and you have a kid.
Yeah,
and
like it's all done.
You got it. It's like people like me who have to really be like, what am I doing? No, I'm just kidding.
It's all changed now.
So let's get back to your style. How would you describe your style?
I never know how to describe it.
And do you think it's important to have like one style? Because I interviewed Brittany Bathgate on the podcast and I mean, her style is just so, You know what it is.
Yeah.
It's amazing and glorious. Yeah. And like, that's her style. And actually, I was hanging out with someone the other day and they were like, I don't think you really know what your style is. And I was like, oh, that cut deep.
Yeah, because it makes you think, like, who am I?
Yeah.
Like, what's my look?
But like, yeah. Is it important to just have one style? Or like, can you just wake up and wear what you want? Or like, what do you think your style is?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. And I'm constantly kind of battling with myself. I'm like, should I have this like one look, you know, and one like curated image, or should I be someone who's more kind of eclectic? And I feel like I'm kind of more on that side, because
right.
I kind of just wake up and it depends how I'm feeling. Like, I hope it's not TMI, but because I'm on my period.
Me
I was
too.
Like,
That's why I'm really risking it with these white
yes,
jeans.
You are. But yeah, like when I'm like time of the month, I'm like, fuck everything. I'm just wearing black. Like,
And she is wearing all black.
Yeah, I'm in all black today. I don't know. It's just like how I feel.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's why I was so offended by it. And I was like, I don't think you have to like have that if you don't feel, I don't know.
Yeah, like.
But I do fantasize
no
about it.
About it. That sounds cheesy, but. Yeah, what about having like a look?
Yeah, I mean, I would love people to like think of me and think that's her style.
But I kind of think of you that way.
Really?
Like, yeah, I feel like you're quite like minimal, but with like, there's all, it's just a you look. No, that doesn't help.
I mean, I feel
but
the same
really,
about you too,
like,
though.
Thank you. But with you, I'm like, it is, you always look like you, it's really effortless.
Wow.
And I'm like, that looks so effortless. Yeah.
That's amazing to hear. There's like a tear in my eye. This morning I spent a long time thinking about how I can look effortless. Okay, so do you ever get bored with what you're wearing? Or do you, like, how much, like, you must have a lot of clothes, right?
Yeah.
And do you ever just think, everything sucks, I hate it all, I want to start over? How do you fall back in love with clothes you already have?
Yeah, that happens to be quite a lot. I think there's, I love my good basics. So I always start, if I'm feeling that way, I always start an outfit with those. And it's just boring things like jeans, but like, I love a good jean.
Same. What are some of your favorite jeans?
Like what brands?
Yeah.
I love Topshop ones.
Me too.
Yeah.
Which ones?
I love the straight leg.
Okay.
I've recently got the editor.
Don't have.
But they're good, but the waistband, hard to breathe. But bum looks great.
Got it.
Yeah. what other ones? Straight are my favorite.
Okay, I don't have the straight ones.
Yeah, oh my God, you have to get them.
Really?
Yeah, they're great.
Because I have giant hips and I never know. Well,
like everyone's proportions are different. Yeah. That's why it's so hard to shop for jeans. Oh my God. Where was I? Oh, just in some brands. I think it's maybe I shouldn't say.
Yeah, Weekday.
Yeah, no, was it? No, sorry, not Weekday. Cheap Monday.
Yes.
I've gone in there before and tried on about like 7 pairs of jeans and I just kind of cried.
I cannot wear their jeans.
Yeah. So, Cheap Monday do some nice ones. Sorry, not Cheap Monday. Weekday do some nice ones.
Right.
And Levi's.
Levi's are great.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried Citizens of Humanity? They're like a little more expensive, but amazing.
Oh, I'm definitely going to try them.
Do you think you get what you pay for with jeans? Like, is more expensive better? Or do you think like the cheap? Because I just bought a pair of jeans from Mango and they look better than any of my expensive jeans.
Ooh, I need to go in there.
Yeah.
I think it depends. I think jeans are really trial and error and time, because you need time, don't you, to like, it's like jeans and bra shopping are really similar. Like,
two things I hate.
Yes. Like,
so much.
Hurt you in different ways.
They hurt you so much.
But it depends, yeah. Because like, I love Levi's and I know they're pricier. But if anything, I've only got one pair and I invested. But then Topshop jeans are a bit more affordable and I love them.
Same. I love. And the Jamie jean.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
God, the best.
Really good.
So in general, what do you think of like high end pieces and high street? Do you think that it's all about mixing it and there's a balance, or what do you think?
Yeah, I've always loved mixing them.
Yeah.
And I've never been someone who's worn like all designer things. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know. I've always been more into like the accessories, like bags, and maybe shoes. And I think, again, actually, weirdly, before having Indie, I was a lot more kind of, I'd always have my eye on designer things and like had to have a little list of things that I'd want and things. And maybe it was just the whole like style change after having a child, or maybe like my whole life realigned or something. But these days I'm just much more kind of high street.
Yeah.
But I still love like a few designer things. And like when I see something in particular, I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like,
what do you have your eye on right now?
Oh, JW Anderson. I've got two of their bags, but they've now come out with a smaller version.
You need it.
All different colors. And I'm like, I want it.
I don't have one of their bags, but I've seen you with their bags, and they're amazing.
Yes, I love them. And they're really practical as well.
Are they?
Yeah, like the one I've got with me today, it's got like a long chain strap, and then it's got a thick strap as well. Like, it's just different ways you can wear it, and I just love it.
There's something about a designer bag, isn't there?
There is.
You can be wearing Primark head to toe, but if you put a designer bag on, for me, that's how I feel about bags.
Yeah,
I love bags.
Yeah.
It's like unstoppable.
It is. It sounds silly, but it does like boost your confidence a bit. And you're like,
why?
It just pulls everything together.
Why?
It just feels really like special and like magical. I know it sounds silly, but I think especially when... It just is when you've like, especially when you saved for it for such a long time.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yes, it's part of your look.
What was your very first designer piece? Do you remember? What was the first thing you really splashed out on or got as a gift, maybe?
My first ever really big thing that I was sent actually was a Burberry coat.
I remember
Oh my God.
I remember. And I remember thinking, how the hell did she swing that?
Honestly, I was thinking that. I was like, did they make a mistake?
Do you still have it?
I do. Yeah. Because I'm like, because it really reminds me of like, it was such a pinch me moment.
Yeah.
Like of my, you know, because also at that point I was like, is this a job yet? You know, like what's going on?
Yeah.
And then, it was just amazing. But then the first thing, and I still got it because I'm just like, it's amazing.
Am I making up that it's like, it's not purple or something?
Is it beige? Normal color, but it's kind of like
iridescent or something.
Yeah,
okay.
It's got shine to it.
God, I can't even remember my own phone number. I was like, there's some sort of something there.
Yeah.
What other pinch me moments have you had throughout your YouTube time? You must have done so many amazing trips and
Oh God, there's so, still now as well. Like if I'm asked to go on an amazing trip, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like last year, I went to the Maldives.
Oh,
that was.
The Maldives.
The whole time. Oh my God, you went, didn't you?
My God.
I just can't.
Before I went, and I had seen so many people like you and so many others going to the Maldives, and I remember thinking, that looks pretty great.
Yeah.
But when you're there,
it's
so much better.
It is. It's like, you're like, how is this on planet Earth?
Mm.
Like, this isn't a thing. It's amazing.
Do you like traveling?
Love it.
Yeah. What do you like? Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I love the whole process, like everything. Like I love being on a plane. I love like my favorite thing has always been seeing different cultures and just seeing how different people live. Like when I was probably about 14, I went on a little trip with my family to Egypt, and it was like a little. We were on a boat, like going along the Nile, and it was just amazing. Like seeing just people in these tiny little villages, and I don't know why I always think back to it, and it just because it obviously really makes you appreciate what you have.
Yeah, like, it can really change a person.
Yeah, it can. It just opens your eyes. It's amazing.
Okay, so you went to the Maldives, and that was a pinch me moment.
Yeah.
One other thing that I really liked that you did, I think it was L'Oreal, but it was like a video with like eyeliner or something and mascara or something.
Yes.
You looked like a little like doll or something.
Oh my God, I can't believe you remember that.
That was so cool.
Yeah, that was really fun to do. Yeah.
Do you like being in front of the camera for like that kind of stuff, or does that like stress you out and give you anxiety or what?
It feels so different because obviously I'm so used to doing everything myself and being in control. So I'm kind of okay. I feel like I'm kind of okay at it, but I prefer when I can see what's going on the whole time.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
So I kind of forgot that this is a call-in show, and I do I do this every episode. But we have a question going back to your personal style, so let's play it.
Hello?
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Estee. My question for Sam is, how has your personal style changed since becoming a mother? Love you both all the way from New Zealand.
So we did kind of talk about this already, but did you notice, like, you know, okay, I have a baby now and I'm going to wear only leggings and big sweaters and not brush my hair. And like, did that happen? Or were you like, no, I'm going to keep wearing my jeans and tight tank tops or whatever it is. Like, did your style really change that much?
Yeah, I feel like it did a lot, like over the pregnancy. Obviously, it has to over the pregnancy. And by the end of the pregnancy, I was dying to get into some like fun clothes again. But then after having her, yeah, you go through this, well, I did anyway, went through a long period of like, no, just comfortable clothes.
Right.
I think it's really kind of got me, I just love comfortable clothes even more now.
Right.
And because when you're in them for so long and you just have to be, like, you know, when you're running around after a toddler and things, I don't know, it makes me a bit like, I'm not jumping to change into like heels and thongs. And
you're not wearing thongs?
I don't know. I found some that are really comfortable.
Yeah.
But just anything like that now, I'm just like, no, life's too short. Like, also with like, you can't kind of wear short, like I used to wear, I think, a lot more like short dresses and things like that. You can't, like, because you're always bending over and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's just, so yeah. Funny. Well, like, I think one thing that is really cool that you're what you're doing is showing that just because you're a mom doesn't mean you have to like lose all sense of coolness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you are your own person and you're a mom, you know, and I really love that. What, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, that's what I really try and show as well. And because I feel like even though there's so many people online now, I do feel like there is a bit of a jump from kind of, I, you know, like kind of normal mom, whatever, you know, what people usually, what am I saying? What that's usually perceived as, or like a super stylish, like Victoria Beckham sort of mum.
Right.
And I would like to kind of show the middle.
Yeah.
They can mix, because I love getting dressed in the morning. I love putting outfits together and things, even though I'm a mum as well.
Right.
So I'm still, it's like 2 years in, I'm still trying to find the balance.
Is Indy too?
Yes.
So cute.
I know.
So how do you shop then? Because obviously you probably don't have time to like go into stores and this, that, and the other thing. Is it online shopping, or what stores do you go to, and where do you get outfit inspiration? I know you said you love to like see people on the street and this and that, but yeah, do you just online shop a lot?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I noticed a lot.
Yeah.
Now, it's just so much easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, sometimes I kind of at least come into London once a week, so I live kind of just on the outskirts. And so when I'm up here, I do like to like pop into shops, but I'm much more selective and I don't have hours to like go along the, you know, the whole high street.
Yeah.
Like I used to, like just look in and
oh,
look
God,
in.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. And those I'm just like, yeah, it's bad. I'd come home with like loads of yeah. bags, like, hey.
And then film a hole.
Yeah, exactly. Not sustainable. And, but yeah, now I'm obsessed with, and I love the experience of going into And Other Stories and shops like that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's so like visual and it's just lovely.
Yeah.
Like, and I still like popping into Topshop sometimes and things. Yeah.
One thing that I used to do back in the day, speaking of like coming home with shopping bags, is just buy things and not try them on and just be like, oh, I'll just return it later.
Yep.
Like I used to just have so much time.
Yes.
And I've never really thought I did, but yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Who has time to go return stuff? I don't have time for that.
I know. And like now, still, like that sometimes I'll buy, you know, like not everything works, but the bag will be sitting there for like 2 weeks. And I'm like,
right on the deadline, you get back in there.
Yeah.
So what stores are you really into right now?
Under the Stories. I love.
What did we do before
weekday?
That store?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I obviously the price point's a little bit higher than like Topshop and things. So it's good in a way because it makes you think a lot more about like how much do you really need that? Do you love it that much?
Right.
You know, like love their jewellery as well. Oh my God.
Same.
Yeah. But what other stores? Honestly, it's a bit of an addiction to that one at the moment.
Are you digging Arquette?
Yeah, I've only been in there about twice, actually.
That's a cool store.
But I do like it, yeah. And I really like that they've got homeware.
Yeah,
as
and
well.
I love their home stuff. Yeah. So let's talk about sustainability, mm-hmm. because I feel like you get a lot of comments. I just like even looking through your Instagram and stuff, it's like tons of comments about it. Do you feel a responsibility as a fashion blogger or whatever you want to call yourself to talk about the sustainability thing?
Yeah, definitely. And I've said in a video as well, because like it took me a while to kind of get my head around it. It's such a difficult sort of thing to tackle, especially in like the sort of thing that we do. But in a way, I'm kind of glad that people brought it up because I wouldn't have really known about it or, you know, anything before. So in a way, it's good because I like I want to do what I can to support it and like help the world a bit. But it's so tricky when like I find myself in this job where I'm, you know, it's about. It was kind of become about, you know, showing people what I'm wearing, what I'm buying and things, and then got into quite a habit of doing big hauls and things like that. And then you just look back at my channel and I'm like, oh my God, didn't realize that's, you know, the side effect of it.
Right. And I also look back as well and think, I don't have any of that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And where is it?
Exactly.
Because we were all just buying so much. God.
I know.
Makeup too.
Yeah.
So you are more selective with what you buy then.
Yeah, I definitely try and be now. And it's just difficult because now when I buy anything, I'm kind of like, oh, should I even show what I'm buying?
Right.
Even if it's one thing, I'm like, am I making it worse by showing? But then it's like people like always tell me that they come back to my channel and like my Insta stories and things to just, you know, see what I'm loving and for ideas and inspiration on what to wear.
Right.
So I'm like, where's the lot? Like, you know, where can I get the balance
it's
right?
It's very, very tricky
yeah.
with our job. And what would happen if you were like, did a sustainable haul and it was like, you know, all super expensive things? Like, what would happen, do you think?
I think people would appreciate it, but I don't know. For me, it's like that's not me either.
Right.
Like, my whole style and like the way I purchase things now isn't all going to be just sustainable brands. So that's
fine.
What I'm trying to kind of get across.
Yeah.
Because it's a journey. Like, it's kind of a new thing that we're all realizing.
Right.
And I can see why a lot of like emphasis has been put on bloggers and YouTubers.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I think now we just need a bit of time to kind of
figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what people love about you so much is you're just like a normal person. It's like, that's
you.
Sammy. She's like a normal person figuring things out like all of us.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of goes back to your Girl Talk series and when you do like advice videos and stuff like that. We actually have a question all about friendship. So let's play it.
Hello, Estee and Samantha. My name is Mila. I am 19 years old and I'm from Finland. And I would love you guys to talk about friendship and loneliness and making new friends, because I know that Samantha has talked about these things on her blog and her channel, and I think Estee's also talked about them, at least on her podcast, about friendship. And my problem or dilemma or question is in the past year or so, I've felt myself to be kind of unable to open up to my friends about things that are going on in my life. And I don't really know why that is. I would love to, you know, be able to talk to them more, because I know that it would bring us a lot closer as friends. But I've had my trust broken by people who I used to consider as my good friends a couple of times. And I think that's really affected me a lot. So yeah, if you have any advice on how to open up to your friends, I would love to hear it. I don't know if this sounds silly, because I do trust the people I have around me, but at the same time, I feel it's really hard for me to open up, and I would love to do it. So yeah.
Do you feel like you have a lot of friends?
No, I've never been someone with... No! And that's that. but I feel like I've never been... Like, I had, a kind of normal, I guess you'd say, group of friends in, like, school, college, uni. But then since that... Because, you know, you're around those people all the time, and it's kind of easy to always keep caught up with
them.
And
you've got your sister.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's, like, a best friend as well, which is lovely. But yeah, I find it difficult, I think, in the job that we do as well, because obviously you're just at home all the time.
24/7.
Yeah. So it is a funny one.
Yeah.
And I think I used to be a bit worried, not as much now, but yeah, in like the first few years, I used to be a bit worried about what people would think about what I do. And, you know, is it a bit weird? And I think, are people going to think I'm going to talk about them in videos?
I know.
Do you know, like, obviously I wouldn't, but.
I meet people who say that too. They're like, you're not going to talk about this, are you? I'm like, no, nobody's going to care what you're having for dinner. Like, no.
Yeah. So it's weird. It's something that I'm still, I think it's just hard, especially I'm in my late 20s and I've got a baby now, well, toddler now as well. And I think it's just a few things thrown together into the mix of like, and also trying to, you know, work in all the time. It's just hard anyway, I think, to keep up with like, a group of friends, or make a whole new group of friends. But
I don't know how people make friends.
Yeah.
And I actually was having a think about it last night when I was in bed, and I was like, God, if I wanted to make some new friends, how would I do it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't it? It's just something that people...
This is a really helpful podcast. We're both like, I don't know. Do you have like mom friends like that you've met through indie?
Not really, honestly. That's something that like I've mentioned before, that while I was pregnant and like when you're hearing about all the classes you can go to and things, and I was like, oh great, this will be an opportunity. And then I go in and they kind of all like look away. I'm like, oh
yeah.
But you know, part of that is me as well. Like, I'm not trying to put the blame on other women.
Fine.
Or guys. Because I think I need to learn how to kind of put myself out there a bit more, and be vulnerable.
Yes.
That's something that I'm trying to do a bit more this year.
How do you like, do that?
It's hard, isn't it? And I feel like maybe being on YouTube, or sometimes I think I've put all my vulnerability into YouTube, and I'm like,
right.
Am I not, you know, it's like, it's, and that's it for me. Or
I totally get that. It's like, how do you be vulnerable for real with real people?
Yeah. And I'm always like, am I sharing too much?
Right.
Or not enough, you know?
I know.
But
One thing that we got so many like written in emails was just kind of talking about people following our journeys from like the beginning to now us being, their words, not mine, girl bosses. Do you feel like super successful? Do you feel like you've really accomplished something? What do you think of like the whole journey of it all?
It's really weird to kind of look back on, because I feel like it's been such a gradual journey, you know. So, and I'm always like, oh, what can I still be doing? Like, what, you know, what should I be doing in the future? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always say to people, I'm like, well, I don't know. This is just my job. Like, this is just what I'm doing. And like, a lot of people are like, what you guys have done is actually really amazing. I'm like, is it? Like,
yeah. I know. When people are so lovely about it and like the way they articulate it, I'm like, oh, you're right, I guess. Like, I've done all right. Maybe that's like a, I was going to say a British thing as well, but well, Canadians are maybe similar in that way, that you're kind of like, well, yeah, it's no big deal.
It's all right. Yeah. I do feel like I am British now, yeah, though, weirdly. Yeah. Am I?
Yeah, you're both.
I'm actually applying for my citizenship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the lawyer was basically like, you need to tell me for the past 4 years how many days you've been out of the country. And I was like, I don't want to think about how to get that information.
Yeah, yeah, that's tricky.
It's so hard. But yes, eventually, I hope I will. Yep. And then I'm going to be like, I have 2 passports.
Yeah, that's weird. Exciting. That's, yeah.
Because I feel like when we first met, I was like, I just moved here from Canada.
God. That's amazing, though.
Can we talk about your tattoos?
Yeah.
Do you consider your tattoos part of your style?
Yeah,
like,
I think they have
become.
Like,
do you style them? Like, do you think, ooh, this would look good with my tattoos?
No,
like,
no, not in that way.
Okay.
I feel like they're part of me and, like, my look and things. And honestly, like, I haven't got one done for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I forget they're there. Like, and when people bring them up, I'm like, oh, yeah. But I never really think about them with clothes.
Right.
Yeah, really rarely.
And do you... Like, I always wonder, like, because you and Jason are both, like, covered in tats. Do you think Indy's going to want a tattoo? Do people ask you that all the time?
I feel, for some reason, I feel like her generation will be a bit more chilled out with tattoos.
Right.
And I think they'll think a lot more about what they want.
Right.
And I feel like with us, or with me anyway, I kind of, like, got into them and then I was like, ah, I want, like, you know, just kind of went on a spree. I don't know. I don't mind if she does. I just want her to wait until the right age.
Fine.
Yeah.
And what's your next tattoo going
to
be?
I've wanted to get her name, even though it's really cliche.
That's but so I do cute, want her though.
Name. I also want a pizza slice.
Okay. Elaborate.
So I just love pizza. And there's an area on my wrist that I think it would fit into. Do you know what? It's just, you know, after years of... Because when I was a bit younger as well... Even though I got into a spree of getting them, like, quite quickly, I would think so much about why I'm getting it. Sometimes making up stories a little bit. But now I'm like, look, if you just love something, it's fine.
I love pizza too. What's the best pizza in London?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or are you like Domino's, Papa John's?
I love Domino's so
Same.
Much. Oh my God. And that sauce.
Garlic and herb.
Yes.
Down my throat, please.
I love Pizza East.
I haven't That's been to good. Pizza oh, East, I don't think. Okay.
Yeah, but it is a look. It's sometimes problematic because, you know, when you lift the slice up and the toppings fall off, and that makes okay. me really angry. And then you have to, like, fork them back onto the
right.
slice.
Do you eat pizza yeah. with a fork and a knife?
No.
With your hands?
Rarely.
Do you fold it?
No, Jason does that. And okay. then I really judged him. And then I watched a series on Netflix where apparently that's the way the Italians eat it.
Okay.
And they fold it.
What series was that? Master of None or something, I feel like? Maybe not.
Ooh,
I made that
no,
up.
No, I think it was... I love that, though. What was it called? Ugly Delicious.
Ooh. Yeah. Never even heard of it.
Yeah,
I
good.
Saw you were watching Fleabag.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Love that show.
Yeah. Have you watched all of it?
All of it.
Oh, I'm on, like, episode 5.
It's so good.
Isn't it?
Okay, going back to the pizza thing, we did get one health and fitness related question. The question was literally, yep. what is your health and fitness routine?
Oh.
Because you've done a lot of fitness videos and, like, uh-huh. you know.
Yeah, like, over the year. Yeah. I like talking about it. I'm always a little bit like, I don't know how much of my audience is interested. But I've always loved working out or doing some sort of fitness. Where do I even start? I just really enjoy the gym. So I kind of go to the gym at least, or I try to go at least kind of like 3 times a week.
Oh, God, that's inspirational.
Well, as I was saying that, I was like, oh, I'm going to sound like a dick. At least 3 times.
No, but you actually really enjoy it. And you've done yeah. videos about what you do in the gym, so I'm not going to ask you about that right now.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
So you go to the gym.
Yeah, I really like weight training.
Yeah.
For the last, like, year, actually. I did go through a phase of, like, seeing everyone's big bums on Instagram. And then I was like, oh, I have to get that. And then now I like working on the glutes, but, yeah, a bit of everything.
Do you have a trainer or do you just go in there by yourself and start lifting?
No. Yeah, I just got it all from Instagram. So I hope I've got my form right, because you know sometimes you can damage yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yoga? Do you do yoga?
I haven't done yoga for a while.
I ask everyone on this podcast, no, do you do yoga?
I love it so much, and I don't know, I just need that little push to get back into it.
Yeah,
because I know you do it, don't you?
I'm obsessed.
Yeah,
it keeps me sane.
Yeah, like it helps mentally so much, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I need to do that for anxiety. Oh. I feel like I really need that.
Okay, so what is next for you, Sammy? You've been on YouTube for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have these thoughts all the time, like all of us do, where it's like, are we gonna do this forever?
Yeah,
as fun as it is.
Uh-huh.
But like, what's the next challenge, and what do you see yourself doing?
I think about it all the time, and it's tricky. I always feel like I don't want to jump into something just for the sake of it.
Right.
So I kind of wait until I feel like there'll be something, you know, that I can give my all and it feels really natural in. I'd love to have, because obviously I started my own line, NNK, a little while ago.
Yeah.
And it stopped.
Did it stop?
Yeah, a few different reasons. But a huge reason was actually time. Because even though, you know, it looks quite easy what we do, but it takes so much time up, so I didn't have the time, because we were doing loads of the stages of it as well. Anyway, that's kind of stopped for now. I'd love to pick it up in the future, but I'd love to work on my own line of something.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of in like talking stages about ideas at the moment, so like nothing's in progress at the moment.
Is that what we're all doing, our own lines? Is that the next thing?
Maybe.
Is that all we want to do?
Yeah,
I mean, that's what's appealing to me as well.
Yeah, I love your line.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah,
Daisy jewelry.
Yeah,
Daisy jewelry.
I was gonna wear my ring today, but I was in a rush going out the house. I was like, no,
you're good, you're good. But yeah, like even that experience has been so amazing, because it's like, you know, I'm working with a team of people, but it's something that feels like yours. I think for so many of us on YouTube, it's like, that's our thing.
Yeah.
So we want to just keep that train going.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. And I'd love to write something as well at some point. I mean, I've been saying this as well for a few years, but I just want it to be the right thing. I don't want to do what people have done before. You know, I want it to like mean something.
Right.
Please
so write
maybe.
A book.
Yeah, I would love to. I love writing as well.
Yeah.
Like it's really therapeutic.
Okay.
Just going with it. I'm trying to go with my gut as well with that, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, it has been such a pleasure and a joy talking to you, because you're, like I said, you're
me.
Like one of the OGs.
Yeah.
And it's like, we got to stick together, you know? we're a dying
breed. I know. We've got to like hang on in there.
So where can people find you if they want to see you on the internet?
So I'm Samantha Maria on YouTube. It used to be Beauty Crush. So you can search either of those. And on Instagram, I'm Samantha Maria Official. And on Twitter, Samantha Maria.
Do you still like Twitter?
I love Twitter, you know. I kind of prefer it sometimes to Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the first person who's ever said
really?
That to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I just love how it's just so fast and just like, do you know what? It makes me laugh all the time. Like my feed just makes me laugh.
I'm obviously following the wrong people, but like a good meme.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Thanks again, Sammy. And
Thanks
I'll let you go get back to your busy life. Go.
Bye.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.